Avoloi Shokhomai. But what's going to be, according to Rav and Shmuel, somebody that did not forget even right now that there's such a thing as Shabbos? He could say the knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. He could say the knows the Shabbos. Just he did malachas on the Shabbos. The pshat is he forgot today was Shabbos. He thought today was Thursday. My, what should be then? L'chura chayiv akol malacha malacha. He should be chayiv then for every single malach he does. So Rashi, Yavoloi Shokcho, Li'ik Shabbos, he didn't forget the such a Yisrael of Shabbos. Elisha Shokach Shayim Shabbos, Mai. He just forgot that today was Shabbos. What should be then? Is Chayiv Akol Av Malacha. The Akoch, the Rashi, what's the Kashim? He have a severe lay day in the Chayiv Alacha. Because if Rav and Shmuel hold, even in such a case where you know there's a thing of Shabbos, just you forgot today is Shabbos, you only Chayiv one Chattis Wodam Malacha as you do, the ain't a chayiv ala achas lechol shalos for Shabbos. Hevelele misni hachi. Should have said like this in the Mishnah. Mi she yod the ikas Shabbos v'shokacho v'chein. The same halacha is hayodei ikas Shabbos. He knows the ikas Shabbos. V'yosam malachas havi v'shabbos harbi. And he did a lot of malachas and a lot of different shabbosim. Chayiv lechol Shabbos for Shabbos. As why didn't the Mishnah say this? Since the Mishnah did not put it together, it's mashmo when you chayev only one chatis, when right now you don't know there's such a thing as Shabbos, you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. But mashmo in the case when right now you know there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos, you should be chayev on all the melachas you do, not one chatis, but you should be chayev with every single melach you did. Why does the sefer, the Mishnah, say Hayodei Yeshu Shabbos? The Mishnah says, "Klal, if somebody knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, he remembers that she's an Elochid. No, he just forgot today was Shabbos. V'yosam Malachas Harbei, v'Shabbosas Harbei. He did a lot of Malachas on a lot of different Shabbosas. Punct the last month, every single Shabbos, his calendar was mixed up. He thought Thursday was Shabbos. He didn't know Shabbos was Shabbos. In such a case, Chayiv al Kol Malachim Locha." That voice come according to Rav, in such a case, he should be chayiv for every malachim lachim. That should be. Or was there fact the mother kashk? Now listening, let it say, let's learn, hayodeya ikas Shabbos. If somebody knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. The kol shchein ho, and avad in such a case like this. So Rashi, listening hayodeya ikas Shabbos. To have a shikaga Shabbos, if he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, then his shegig is in Shabbos, v'zod the melachas, like he knows all the melachas are roser, just he forgot today was Shabbos. Harvey, chayiv al kol melacha, even in such a case, you chayiv every melacha you do, even though really it's only one shegig. Like the reason why you did all the melachas today was you forgot today was Shabbos. But still you're telling me since this person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, he chayiv every melacha he does, even though for each Shabbos, really, there's only one forgetting. Like, what did you forget about today? You forgot today was Shabbos. If you would have known today was Shabbos, you zichur wouldn't have done the malachas. So really, the shkog is only one shogeg. Still, you want to tell me no. Since this person knows the ikar haShabbos, it's considered like he did a lot of obvious malachas, and he's chayiv chatas each one of them. Obviously, the kol shchen, avad navada, shigas malachas. In the case where Bichlal, he didn't know this malacha is awesome. It was awesome Shabbos. Like that's the way we learn Poshup Sharnah Mishnah. Where the last case is where the person knows today is Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos. Why did he do malachas today? Because he forgot these malachas are roasted with a shogeg. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to sew on Shabbos. He thought you were allowed to cook on Shabbos. Wash the clothing on Shabbos. That's the way we learn Sharnah Mishnah. But according to Rav and Shmuel, not only in this case where he knows today is Shabbos, just he forgot the melachas are awesome, is he chayiv for every single one, but even in a case where he just forgot today was Shabbos, you also chayiv different chatois for every single one. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? L'chol shchein ho? Yeah. So the Gemara, Elo mas nisin ki shehikir ulev soif shochach. So the Gemara is chayzen now. They're not like Rav. As the Masnitzin is talking about the first case of the Mishnah, where it says, HaShokheyach Iker HaShabbos, that is only Chayiv one Chattis. What is that talking about? El Masnitzin Avadis Kishikr. We're always talking about in the case where he at one time knew there was a Shabbos. Kishikr. Ulubsev Shokhach. Even the first case of our Mishnah is where later on he forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. That's when you Chayiv only one Chattis for only one Chattis. So Drashi, Kishihikir Lubsev Shokhach Dami. Even Rabbi Shmuel also means that. In other words, we're being chayzer now. Not that Rabbi Shmuel is saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is only talking about in the case where the guy never knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. No, the Mishnah is not talking about that case. If you never knew there was a Shabbos, there'll be different halachas. But the Mishnah is the first case talking about the person once knew of a Shabbos. Now later on, he went off the derech and he forgot about a Shabbos. That's the first case of the Mishnah. We only chayv one chattis. Then it's very good. Then the second case of the Mishnah was where you know there's such a thing as Shabbos, just you forgot today was Shabbos. And the third case of the Mishnah is where you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot these melachas are also. Or Bezoi, what is the kashmu, what does Rabbi Shmuel mean then? Could Rabbi Shmuel nami? Rabbi Shmuel that says our Mishnah is talking about a tinik shenishba, means a kid that was captured by the goyim, a Yiddish kid was captured by the goyim, and right away he was brought up to know goyish, he never knew the halachas of Shabbos. The Rabbi Shmuel means to say, it also has the same halach as if they once knew and they forgot. That's what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. Not that our Mishnah is only talking about the Tinik Shenishvah. Havad, our Mishnah Reish is talking about HaShachech Ike Shabbos, like it says Kapashkes, HaShachech. Means he once knew there was a Shabbos, and now he forgot about it. Because Rabbi Shmuel says that Tinik Shenishvah also has the same halacha. He's also Chayev one Chattis. So Drashi, Kihikul, Seif Shachach Domi. That's pshat in our Mishnah. There's Rav and Shmuel saying one chiddush that even in the case of a tinik shenishba, he never knew there was a Shabbos. He's also chayiv one chatis. And our Mishnah says like a bigger chiddush, even in the case where you once knew there was hilcha Shabbos, now you went off the derech and you forgot now bechlal about Shabbos. So I would think, but since you once knew, maybe you should be chayiv a special chatis for every single Shabbos and Shabbos. Kamashim will know. Since in your matzav right now you forgot bechlal there's such a thing as Shabbos, that's called one shogeg. Your one shogeg there is that you forgot there's such a thing as Shabbos. So Melo Rav and Shmuel are not dinzach on the Mishnah, he's just explaining the Mishnah. V'ochi Yitman, this is the way you should say. Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Tavai, Rav and Shmuel both say that Pshat in the Reish of our Mishnah, where somebody forgot the chlal of the Yikra Shabbos, is don't think the Mishnah only means where you once knew the halachas and then you forgot them, you forgot the chlal about Shabbos. No. Afilo, even in the case of a tinik shenishba, a child, a young kid, a Yiddish kid, was captured bein halacha during the goyim. The ger shen his gayer, the goy was misgayer, and right away he went to bein halachim. That if bechlal does not know about Shabbos, is such a case, I would think maybe it's potter bechlal from a chatis, kamash melanom. That's also kihikr ulbsar shachach domi bechayiv. Still, in such a case, he's chayiv bechatis. Like we spoke out yesterday, the chur of the kasher is, why is the guy even chayiv bechatis? The chur of the marmot, the kid's a tinny shenishbam, he never bechlal knew about Shabbos, why is he called a shogeg? Chur is called a meinis. Like, why is he even chayiv one chatis? So I once heard from a Schwab, he once wanted to say, that the vort is that every yid has a neshama. And the neshama, no matter where you are, feel you're tinny shenishbam, but call upon him, you're born a yid, or a ger, or a nizgai, we got a neshama now. So even though you didn't learn anything yet, but the Messias of the Shomer is he wants to hear Toiv. He wants to learn, he wants to know. So if you didn't teach yourself, if you didn't find out the Emes yet, you didn't find out there's such a thing as Shabbos, it's called Yerushalayim, they'll call upon him not to be Chayiv one Chatis. It's Abyssal Shuldik. You're not called an Oynes Gomer. Because if you wouldn't have held yourself back, the Messias of the Shomer, the Tzara Toiv inside you, would have forced you, would have got you to get the Emes. Now that you didn't get the Emes, there's Abyssal Shuldik, Yechayiv Chatis for that. So even a tinik shenishpa is also chayiv, I call upon him one chatis. Why he didn't learn sooner and earlier that there is such a thing as Shabbos and not to do malachas on it. This is Asp Shan Rav and Shmuel. So tomorrow for Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lokish, Yamar Tavayil, they both say no. That after our Mishnah says, if you did not know, you forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos now, Yoni Chayiv one chatis, is dafter hikir, only in the case where at one time first you went to Chayde, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. L'usay shachach, and later on in life he went off the derech and he forgot the chal about Shabbos, then he's Chayiv chatis. Because since you once knew about Shabbos, there's a time on you. You called a shogeg, you shouldn't have done malachis. Abu, but Rabbi Yechon thinks that it says no. Abu, tinik shenishba, but if you have a kid that was captured by the goyim, Bein HaNochrim, when he was a young kid, so Bechlal, he never knew about Hilcha Shabbos. V'gerish and Nisgayir l'ben anochrim. And happened the case that a goy was Nisgayir, and right away he went between the goyim. He didn't know Hilchos Shabbos. He didn't learn about Hilchos Shabbos. Is Potter. Rabbi Yechon Tak holds your Potter from the Chattis. It could be the Sfor, like we're saying. He holds your Potter from the Chattis because we can't have kindness on the guy. He's not called a Shoydin. He's called like an Einis. How can he have a Chattis? He never knew about Hilchos Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon holds Tak, he's like a Potter from the Chattis. But Rashi Potter, the Ksavi Rabbi Yechon of Roshlokish, they both hold, Oymer Mutter Onesu. Somebody, this Tinnik says, I thought it's Mutter. I never knew it was also Dumlach on Shabbos. I never learned about Shabbos. Then this Ger. He never knew there's such a thing as Hilchos Shabbos. So he's called Oyma Mutter. He could say, B'leif Shalom, I thought it's Mutter to do Melachas on Shabbos. I never learned about it. Hazabirchen Onesu. He's called an Ones. He was like forced to do it. He never knew better. V'loi Shkogihi. That's not called a Shogi. A Shogi means that you once knew and you forgot. So there's a time upon you shouldn't have forgotten. But in the case where you never knew, see, that's the Smachlokes, Rav Shmuel and Yavirchen. Yavirchen says, we never knew, there's not such a time upon you, you call them Ones. And Yavirchen and Rav Shmuel says, no, they're still called the Shogi then. You should have learned, you should have known better. But, Mace, we have a Kashi now. Klal Godl on Rubi Shabbos. Our Mishnah says, Loshin Klal Godl, big Klal was said, the Geet Yuchah Shabbos, the what? Kol Asher Chayach Iker Shabbos. If somebody forgot the Iker of Shabbos, the awesome malachas harbi b'shabosas harbi. He did a lot of malachas and a lot of different shabosim. Is a nechayev alachet. That's the ratio of our Mishnah. He's only chayev one chattis. Ketzad, as the Pharisee Brash has explained, what's the case that you chayev one chattis? Is the kashat on Rabbi Yechonin. Ketzad, tinik shenishpa levein anochim, it says tlo. Even the young Yiddish kid that was captured between the goyim, say he never knew the alachas of Shabbos. Who had been begerished in his gayer? Ben Hanochrim, a ger that was in his gayer, that he lived between the goyim. The Yosem Malachas Harbe, the Shabbosas Harbe, and he did a lot of Malachas on a lot of different Shabbosim, is a Nechayev of a Chattisachas. He's only Chayev one Chattis. But I call upon him one Chattis, you are Chayev. He's a Raya to Rav and Shmuel, and a Kasha on Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said that a case of a Tinik Shanishba, he never knew Bechlal, Hilchos Shabbos, his potter is called an honest. And here the Brisa says, "Claw, this is a case of Al Mishnah." But another thing the Brisa says, "V'yichayev al hadam achas." It's all the times that he ate dam throughout his life. There's tinnik shenishpa. Later, when he realizes, he learns the loch is it's chayev chatis. That's the loch of any yid. Eat dam, yichayev chatis. Dam is the chiv chorus. So b'shoygi, you have to bring a chatis. So this person also, even though he ate 100 times dam, later when he finds out the loch is, he has to bring one chatis. So drashi v'chayev al hadam. Sha'ochal kol yom of all his life that he ate dam achas one chatis v'chein al kol dov v'koris shabatera any avera that the Torah says he would do with the mezid yichayev koris so b'shoydi the lochris you have to bring yichatis this tenik shenishpa has to bring yichatis for them also v'sloshin al adam achas v'al achelov achas v'al avoid the zor achas if he ate chelov he also chiyev koris you have to bring yichatis. He didn't have the Zorah, the Zichah called the Dinah B'Shoigeg, because he's a Tinnik Shanishba, never knew better. Then later he found out that he's a Yid and it's also to do it. So he has to bring one Chatez for each Avera that he did. O Mundvas Poiter, but Mundvas holds no, right? Mundvas holds the Reb Yechonin, and all the Tinnik Shanishba's Potter from the Chatez. That's not called the Shoigeg, he's called like an Oinis. That's Mundvas Zorah. V'chein v'kach hoye Mundvas Dan l'fnei Rebbe Kiva. This is the way Mundvaz said a svara in front of Rebbe Kiva. Hoye lo mezid kori choyte. When you do a chet be mezid, the Torah calls it a chet, you call it a choyte, you're doing something wrong. V'shege kori choyte. And you're doing a vera v'shege, you also call the choyte. That's why you have to bring a chattis. Shege means you forgot. But who gave you a right to forget? It should have been on your mind more. You shouldn't have forgot it. So even though you forgot it, you call the choyte though. But the Zoi, ma mezid, just like when you do a chet be mezid. What does that mean? That means at first you knew it's osatit blood. You knew it's osatit chelev. And you went ahead and ate it. That's the case of a mezid. Av shogig. The same case when you eat chelev, eat the fat, that's osatit. Or you eat the blood, that's osat. And what's the shogig? Sure, right now you forgot that it's osat. But it's a case, shahoyselo yediya. It's only talking about a case where you once knew that it's osatit chelev. You once knew it's osatit dam. So now, if you forgot about it right now and went to eat it, you chayev achatis. Mashenkin had munva, the tinnik shenishpa, a kid that was captured between the goyim, that never knew better, never knew the loch is also tit chelev what he done, he's like a potter from achatis. And that's like a gift, and it's for So this is Mudvaz Svara. Trashi. Meze Kari Chayte. Dirse Vishwa Saidis Nefesh Kisechete. Vishoma. The Goyman it says afterwards. Voloi Siv Bevnelem. Doesn't say Bevnelem, he forgot. Yeah. Is Omalar Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva answered back to Mudvaz. Hareini Moisef Adavarecha. I'll even say more than you. I'll be Moisef on you. So Drashi, Moisef Adavarecha means Kleimer. Im Kach Vos Lidrus, Zeir Shava, Luma, Shogim Amazid. If your Svara Mundvaz is right, that you want to learn out Shogim from Amazid, Bo, come, Voisef Gamani Adavarecha. I'll even say more than you're saying, Oi. Or Bo Tirim Yam Adavarecha. Like he means to shlug him up and say, if you're going to make this limud of a shaygit from a mazid, let's even say further than that, and may I have a bigger kasher on you. Let's say like this. E ma mazid, just like when you do a chet, the mazid, the Torah calls it a chet, a chet. E ma mazid, shoys yidiyah v'shas maitha. Mazid means right now, v'shas, you're eating the chelib, you know chelib is offer, but still you have a tithe that eat it, so you're eating it. Or v'zoi av shoygi, let's say shoygi also means the same thing. Shoygi is like a v'shas maitha. That v'shas, you're reading the chaylev, you know you're reading chaylev. Like Moshech, if you learn now shoygi from Ezid, so let's say it's mamash the same case. Elamai, that's not the same case. Shoygi means where you forgot. You do not know it's chaylev right now. So v'echel, shoygi is different than Ezid. So you can't learn now shoygi from Ezid the chlau. So Rashi av shoygi, shoygi is like a v'shas maitha. Tichayvu gam b'zu chattis. Even the case where he knows he's doing the Yisra, but for some reason you call it a Shoygig, you'll be Chayiv Achatis, there's no Svara like that. That's not called a Shoygig. Om Allah Hein, so Mundvaz answered back, Enachanam, you're right. V'chol Shchein Shoy Safta. I will soon see what he meant to answer back. So Mundvaz says, you type, you're right, and what you're saying is also right. Hamaskim, let's be moist of this also. So Drashi Kol Shchein Shoy Safta al Devorai. V'rayata Mesayeni, and you'll be Mesayeni to me. V'gam B'zu Ani Yoy Meshu Chayiv, and I say the same case also. There's such a case that it's called a Shoygig, even though B'shas Maitz you know what you're doing, and you know you're doing an Issa, still Yechayiv Achatis. That's Mundvaz Svaru. We'll see later what the Shoygig is. There's much about a chet of to bring a Chayiv Achatis, there's a few things involved. First of all, the Torah says a lot. The Torah says, don't eat Chayiv. Then the Torah says, if you do it the Mezid, Yechayiv Achoris, and you do it b'shoygi, yichayiv achatis. Now, Mundvaz holds, Luis, so somebody knows it's also tip chelev. And he knows, but he only knows the Torah says there's a lot involved. He forgot there's such a thing of achatis. He forgot that if I eat it b'shoygi, I'm chayiv achatis. According to Mundvaz, that's also called b'shoygi, and yichayiv achatis is such a case like that. So, going to say, shoygi could be a case where right now you're reading chelev, and you're talking, no, it's also tip chelev. You know the Torah said a lot, but that's all you knew. You forgot though the Torah even said Yechayiv Achatis also. So according to Mundvaz, we'll still see Yosef Chayiv Achatis such a case like that. So Mundvaz is masculine to Rebbe Akiva. He's like, alright, I'll take and tell you the case of a Shoygig. It's so daima, it's amazing that even in a case right now you know what you're doing, you know it's also Tichelev and you're eating it, still is the case of Yechayiv Achatis. But that we'll soon see. So the Gemara, I'll call upon him. Omaloy hein, the Choshkin Shasafta. Omaloy, Rabbi Kiva answered back though, Lidvarecha ain't the Kora Shoygig, Elamazid. But that can't be, because according to you, if you know it's also Tit Chelev and you're eating it, you can't be Chayiv Achatis. That's called Amazid, it's not called the Shoygig. Good, Lakoponim Katoni, Mi Yakoponim, we learned, Ketzad. What's the case that you Chayiv one Chatis, Tinik Shanishba? Even though he Bechlau never knew the Loch, that's also Shabbos, he never knew there's an Issa Tit Chelev. Still, we see this throw like Rav and Shmuel, that since, like we said, since he has an Neshama inside him, and the Neshama wants him to learn that there are things, that there is a Torah, so calls him on the Tinik Shanishba, did not learn the Torah, there's a Tain upon him. And I call upon him, it's Chayiv One Chatis. The Rav and Shmuel Nicho. The Rav and Shmuel holds from this Svara. Even though you're Tinik Shanishba, you never knew the Loch is, still there's a Tain upon you. Your Neshama wanted to learn, and you didn't let your Neshama go learn, you're Chayiv Chatis. Elu l'Rabbi Yechon l'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Kasha. They hold no. When you chayiv achatis, only in the case where you once knew it was awesome, and then you forgot. But a tinnik shenishba that bechlal never knew there's such an isra shabbos or bechlal of any isurim, he's part of a achatis. Here the price says the chayiv achatis is kasha l'Rabbi Yechon. Or m'loch Rabbi Yechon v'esh Lakish loy meikon mundvaz the potter. What's the kasha? The machlekes here tanakamob Rabbi Kiva and Mundvaz. I hold like Mundvaz. Anan the Armenian Mundvaz. As the Yechon is saying, we passed like Mundvaz. Mundvaz Taka says, you put it from the Chattis. Since you never knew that it was also, you never knew that it was Yisrael the Shabbos, So we can't have a taint upon you. It's not called a shaygig. That's called daima to amaze. That's daima to an honest. That's your potter for nechatas. Trashi ketoni miyas reisha tinik shenish ben anochim mischayif is b'shem the rabbi Shmuel miyichodin on nami mischayif. They're also asking that a tinik shenishba is chayif achatis. V'ikaluk madu adin lehikruv sayshocha. And we'll miyashav our mishnah, like we said. The mishnah means both cases, the ratio. Why in the case where you once knew there was Shabbos and now you forgot the chal about Shabbos, and also tinik shenishba. Ki masnitzin, or brice of the tony tinik, he goofed so a klashmina plunked to the munvas rabbon. And the brice is coming to teach us that there's a machlekes rabbonin in munvas, but about this good rabbi Shmuel, they pass in like the rabbonin. That's why we should pass in the chura, that a tinik shenishba is chay v'chatis. But Tzidik Shinishpa is a time upon you. Why didn't you know the loch is? You're not going to do it for Shabbos. You should have learned it. Of our koponim, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's shver. The Torah says, no, Rabbi Yechon Tazay Nechnami. I don't hold like Rabbonin. I hold like Munvaz. And Munvaz holds my svar. You're potter from Achatas in such a case like this. Such a case is potter from Achatas. That's Munvaz the svar. Excited. Munzas potenan in my time of the Munzas. What type of Munzas for? Why does Munzas say that Tinik Shenishba is potter from Achatz? Trashi, my time of the Munzas. Avinyan av vade loy somach leneva shoygig dumi demesin. Avad astama this svar, like he said, that a shoygig has to be dumi demesin, it's not mistavron. So I shoygig chilif. What is different? The mezid lekled meninu. The chayiv I potter. You can't make a sushtel or lemes a sushtel shoygig to mezid. Mezid is mamish chayiv misa, chayiv chorus. Shoygig has different halachas. It's only chayiv achatis. So what is not only semech on what he said before munvaz that I'm learning out shoygig dumi the mezid. So what's munvaz svara to say only chayiv achatis in a case where one time you knew there's an issa Shabbos, you knew there's an issa chelim. Now right now you forgot about the issa. Dusksiv munvas for the siv. Teras achas yilachem. Luyoy sevish god. It says Teras achas. This is talking about avoid the zorah. So trashi Teras achas yilachem. Gav be korban avoid the zorah. Siv a pasuk shtakl kanoshim. In the case where somebody was deemed avoid the zorah be made b'shoygi. Says chayi b'chatas. By that chatas says the loshin Teras achas yilachem. There should be one Teras luyoy sevish god. The somachlay right after it says vanefesh shatasa biyad roma. Somebody does the chet b'mezid. Biyad Roma means amazed. You didn't have a yazar b'mezid. So hikish shegig l'mezid. Here the Torah b'ferish put together shalocha of you did have a yazar b'shegig that you chayiv achatis next to a case you do have a yazar biyad Roma b'mezid. What's the smichus? Ma amazed. Just like b'mezid. Shois lo yidiyah means that metchila you knew this nisra of a yazar and now you didn't have a yazar b'chayiv misam a shegig. The same case of a shegig. That Yechayiv Echatis, that is, Shehoysa lo Yediyah. And the case where at one time I call upon him, you knew the such you said of Nisa Avoy Dezorim, and now you forgot and didn't Avoy Dezorim. Shegin, that's the case Yechayiv Echatis. But a Tinik Shenishpa that never knew the you said of Avoy Dezorim, he's Potter from Echatis. For Rabbonin, Hay Terachas Mayavle, what did Rabbonin do with this Terachas? Mi Boyda Likademikri Le Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Lebrei. Like Yeshua Ben Levi taught his son. Torah says, Torah says, in the Pasha of the Korban, Avodah Zarah, you bring, Ogsiv, the next post it says,